Everyone, and thank you for joining us for part two of our LID 25th anniversary special series podcast here with Marcelino. We are very happy to have you come back and join us for part two. And of course, if you missed our conversation last time, you should definitely check it out. There's a lot of things that we talked about the future of publishing, the history of LID, and of course, a lot of interesting insights on where our good friend the book is going. But once again, I would like to thank you very much for joining me today, Marcelino.
Hello.
Great. And let's get into today's second part of our conversation. And we have talked about the future and digitalization of publishing and where it can potentially go in our last conversation. But in your opinion, what do you think has been the biggest change within publishing in the last decade? What has actually already happened?
Okay, so let's try to define a few steps so that it's easier for the people to understand where we are now. I guess that the first step is the selling online of physical books. So it was not Amazon, the first online bookstore, but of course it has been the most successful one. So there it's physical books sold online. Okay. Then there is a second step, which is the digital books sold online. Okay, and again, Amazon probably it's a very household example of this kind of thing. And we could say that we are at that stage. Even if a company like Blue Bottle Biz, that was started 5 years and a few months ago, has given a new step, which is not selling books anymore, but just offering a subscription service. It's like a streaming videos instead of buying a video, where you can read all the books about a certain subject. In this case, it's about business, but the same software could be used for any other subject matter. Now, why is this important? Because with digital assets that you are going to use only once, and especially if they can be updated easily, you don't really want to own a copy that you are not going to use it anymore. You just want to have the right to access that copy anytime you need it. But if for the same price you can access any of 50,000 books like we have now in Blue Bottle Biz, it will be much better. But it's not only in terms of being better for the consumer, it's also better for the publisher, because the backlist is more easily founded, there is lower cost of selling, and therefore they can have for the same revenue, they can have a bigger profit. So it's both good for the readers and for the publishers. So the essential change is that the book is in the cloud. And this means that you could add layers of information to that title. So when a person starts reading in Blue Bottle Biz, we add a layer of that person. So it means that we know that that reader is in page 22 or has made a comment in page 16 or whatever. But then that person can forward a chapter, a comment to another person. So that's another layer. So you keep adding interactions between the people, and that provides context to the content. They are layers of collaboration, and that's why we are calling it collaborative reading, collaborative learning, because it's a much more useful and practical way of learning. And this is the beauty of the system.
Great, and I'd like to focus a bit on the idea of collaborative learning and also in some of the other aspects of it, as we often use things like discovery paths and different ways to engage with the content, as you've just mentioned, whether it's comments, whether it's additional form of media such as video or audio. We're big advocates of collaborative learning, and you've just given us a great overview of what it can do. Can you perhaps elaborate and tell us where is it going and how do you see it ending up in a few years?
Okay, I guess that the three pillars of a platform like Blue Bottle Biz are to offer in the same platform one thing, content, second thing, professional network, and the third thing, specialized tools. This is not easy to understand because people are used, let's say, to go to LinkedIn as a professional network or to go to Netflix for content. So to have in the same platform both things, it's complicated enough to imagine until you see it. But to add even the third pillar, these specialized tools like Discovery Path or My Book Notes or My Events Calendar is even more difficult. But at the end, it's very simple. A Discovery Path is when a person chooses one chapter from a book, another chapter or another article or one video or one podcast to produce a new content that we call Discovery Path, just to explain to a friend, to a colleague, to a client, something. It could be any topic, how to do better digital marketing through the radio. And you just take, as I said, a video, an article, and you show it on a very simple way. My book notes is something as simple as collecting all the comments you have made to a book and to publish it as a separate book from the original, so that the second reader can choose to read the book as the author wrote it or with your comments. So imagine that you are a business school professor, perhaps your students want to read that book with your comments or with the comments of your boss, or even the author herself can prepare my book notes explaining her book for a particular audience or a particular industry or after a certain event that makes the book more relevant with that explanation. Or my events calendar. The author say, I'm going to do a book signing here, or I give a keynote speech over there in this day. And the readers choose, okay, I'm in Manchester and I like finance. What do I have for this month? So you just combine all the information you have in the platform about the different authors with the taste or the wishes of the readers, and you develop your own events calendar. So it's as simple as that. It's just adding layers of collaboration in the platform. And we believe that this has to be done around specialized niches, because the content has to be specialized, the tools are specialized, and of course the professional network is of experts and readers that are interested on that. Perhaps if you want to read religious books or military or sports books, you need another kind of platform. But it will be essential probably to have those three pillars, right. Content, network, and tools.
Great, some great insight there. And as we're on the topic of these pillars and the type of work that we do, something that really sticks out for me is something that you've talked about before, is this culture of development and the culture of merit. And there's something also for our listeners and those who are tuning into this series, and especially perhaps aspiring entrepreneurs. What advice can you give us? You know, how can the culture of merit and how can your experience help those who are trying to break in and perhaps start their own company and their own voyage?
Well, this is something I learned from Akio Morita, the founder of Sony, that explained that his co-founder and himself started selling rice steamers, even if they wanted to produce radios. But they needed to make some money first. So I would say that an entrepreneur shouldn't be someone thinking, oh, this, how should I raise capital, or what kind of grants can I get? I believe that should be a person that is ready to eat what they fish, and should start humble, should start with low cost, doing something simple, and going from there. I believe that if you succeed on these very simple steps, you will learn a lot and you will be able to build something. If you are just a daydreamer and you are asking other people to help you without proving anything, probably you will not last too long.
Great. Don't let your dreams be dreams, as they say. And I would like to close off our conversation, Marcelino, on the final question which I have for you, and that is, as we're now on the 25th anniversary, what has been the most rewarding experience for you at LID? Is there anything that sticks out? Is it perhaps more than one thing?
Well, now, given that my job is a more global one, I would think that the most rewarding feeling I have is to see the number of talented people we have been able to group together. I'm absolutely impressed every day by the ideas or the actions that different people take in different parts that I haven't even dreamed of. And I'm surprising myself with how many clever people we have around. So this is the most rewarding, I think, is that we have built a very good team or network of very talented individuals that probably have decided to work here because they have this culture of freedom and entrepreneurship and asking what you can do for the company. I think this is what we are trying to inspire, is that the company will support anything you want to do, as long as you are really an entrepreneur and a person that is willing to stand by that idea and to work hard on that. But of course, there are more things. I mean, I'm also very happy when I see an author absolutely delighted by the way the book has been done, or the press coverage we have got, or the number of new clients he's getting because of the speeches he's giving and the readers that we have been able to gather for him. So thanks God, we have a lot of rewarding experience, but it's true that I have become a grandfather. And now you start looking at the life through the eyes of your grandchildren. And here now, I'm more starting to look through the future of LID through the eyes of the people. And this is in itself is very rewarding, thinking that there is a future that goes beyond yourself.
Great, very inspiring words, and thank you very much, Marcelino. Now with that, I would like to thank you very much for taking the time and joining us on our two-part conversation today. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you to all of you for having been with us. I hope it has been easy to understand and easy to follow, but I'm very happy to answer any email or anything you send to me.
Great, and of course, for our listeners, in the description below, you can find all links where you can find out more about LID, Blue Bottle Bliss, and of course, get in touch with us, as Marcelino says, and ask us any questions or queries that you might have. Now, with that, once again, I would like to thank our listeners for joining us on this special edition series for our 25th anniversary. And of course, throughout the week, we'll be releasing various episodes with other members of the LID family. And we look forward to providing you more value and insight within the publishing industry and what we really feel very passionate about. And with that, you can find us, of course, on our social media profiles, your Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at LID Radio. And once again, we very much look forward to seeing you soon again on the podcast.